all of the fucking bastards who have said over all of these years that Obama has to go, yet I can make 15 fucking posts on Facebook and not fucking one of you will share it with people who don't want to see it because you don't want to offend somebody. Well, how do you like it tonight? How do you like the fact that Obama won the fucking election? Is that settling well with you? It's not settling well with me. I have busted my ass. I have busted my ass over the last 4 years. I just got a computer 4 years ago, so excuse me, it took me about a year to teach myself how to properly use it. I had 220 videos on my first YouTube channel. I think it was 200 videos and 220 subscribers, with almost 1 million views on all of those videos. Conservative videos that you people didn't share, because you didn't want to offend people that might not agree with what you posted, yet you'd like what I posted, and some of you not even bother to do that. Figure out how to use the fucking internet or get the fuck off of it. This is such bullshit. And there, in the popular vote on Drudge, Obama's about to go over Romney. Here, take a look, assholes. Look at your fucking work. Look at that. Look. Can you read those totals? Romney, 44,548,000. Obama, 44,332,000. Oh, it's getting close now. You suppose you'd like to share that with your friends that voted for Obama? I bet you wouldn't, you little pussies. God, I'm sick and tired of this shit. I spend hours upon hours upon hours mining the news and finding things to post for you to share with other people, and yet very little of you do it. Some of you do. I appreciate every one of you that do, and I'm not talking to you, so don't comment here. I'm talking to all you namby-pamby pussies who don't want to find your voice or put your voice out there. Get the fuck off the internet! You are of no use to anybody! Shut your fucking accounts down, shut your fucking mouths, fall in line and love socialist America, because that's what you got! You want to call me unhinged? I am! You'd be right. I am totally fucking unhinged right now. Look, it just got closer. Romney, 45,245,000. Obama, 45,029,000. Ooh, it's only within 20,000 now. So Romney isn't even gonna get the popular vote. Fuck you! All you goddamn Ron Paul supporters, you Gary Johnson voting douchebags, kiss my ass! You want to really do it? I'll give you my fucking address. Better yet, Google my goddamn name, find it yourself, and show up unannounced. I'll be happy to fucking greet you at my door. I'll be happy to find you in my bedroom in the middle of the night, you assholes. Come on over. I'll fucking kill you and I'll enjoy doing it. You goddamn motherfuckers. You think another 4 years of Obama is gonna be so much better than 4 years of Romney? You're too fucking stupid to live here. Go to hell, libertarians. Kiss my ass, you fucking bastards. You think you voted for something? You didn't vote for shit. You helped Obama win, you fucking assholes. And there is a very large segment of this society that will never forgive you for that. So fuck off! So, Obamacare stands. We are now officially, the United States of America is now officially a socialist country. The people who got the free Obama phones, the people who thought Obama was going to pay for their gas, although it's only gone up in his administration, the people who think their healthcare is now going to be free, and who the fuck knows, it may now be in the next 4 years, because a single-payer system is exactly what Obama was going for, which is why Obamacare had to be defeated in the first place, which most of you didn't bother to fucking figure out! And now we're stuck with it. Thank you so much. You ignorant fucks. You may as well go to Canada. Move up there. You want to experience their healthcare? Go on. Move up there. Fuck, go to England. England's trying to get rid of their national healthcare system, even though they praised it at the Olympics. Why do you think they did? Because it's failing, that's why. Just the same as their country's failing. Just the same as every other fucking socialist country in the whole world is failing. I almost said in the United States. Oh, wait, now, the United States is one of the socialist countries. Thank you, motherfuckers. Sorry to those of you who think I'm a nice girl. I'm not. I'm a bitch. I swear, and I don't give a fuck who hears it. I've been sick and tired of being nice. I've been nice online. You want to see me become a bitch? No, you don't. Nobody does. I won't. I'll calm down. I won't be. I'll calm down. I'm really pissed off tonight. I have busted my ass. I have spent thousands of hours. And I have more hours to spend than most of you. I realize that. I don't have children. I live alone. I can spend all of my free time dedicated to working online. And all of the hours that I've spent online working for you people is how I see it. For this country is how I see it. And you people don't even share the shit I post. You don't like on YouTube, or you say you liked it on YouTube, but you don't, because I can see it reflected in the goddamn results on my YouTube channel. Thumbs up, you'll write the comment section on Facebook. Well, you know what? That doesn't count on YouTube. Figure out how to use the fucking internet or get the hell off of it. God all fucking mighty. I am so sick and tired of this shit, and you people that just think you have it all figured out. There ain't fucking one of you that fucking do. That's not to say I have all the answers. I certainly don't. I thought this election would be a landslide, but I've been thinking that for almost 3 years now. It's a little hard to change your mind once you've been convinced of something long ago. Results on Drudge. Popular vote. Romney, 45-490. Obama, 45-330. 330 more. And yes, for you snoops, that's an ashtray. There's a trash can on the other side sitting on the couch that the TV's sitting on. Next to my computer screens, I've got that one shut off because I couldn't stand to look at it anymore, because that's the one I've got Facebook up on. So I shut the fucker off and went outside for a walk. I've got chips over here because that's what I had for supper tonight with my cheese dip. That was my supper, thank you very much. Because I didn't feel like I had the time to make something. Cigarettes. My beer and my goddamn butterscotch schnapps. Wah, wah, wah. Eat me. Oh, now it's Romney 45-490 to Obama 45-330. Still up by 140. So he very well could likely win the popular vote and lose the electoral vote. Isn't that great? There's an asterisk by Obama's numbers. I don't know what that's about, and I ain't gonna fucking look. Because chances are damn good. I'd go look it up, post it somewhere online. One of you would see it, give it a like, and that's where it would sit. Because if you don't share it, it doesn't go anywhere else. Do you not see that? God, some of you bitch that when you share stuff, friends, people that you're friends with on Facebook don't like it. Who gives a shit? You either believe in what you're posting or you don't. You either have convictions and you live by them or you don't. Those of you that are new, I get it. I understand why you don't want to post things on Facebook. I get it, because when I first started out 3-4 years ago with my computer, it took me a year to even get on Facebook. It's like, no, I don't want to get on there. It's Facebook. Ugh. Face butt, as Rush used to call it. And now he's on it all the time. Well, his people post for him, but yeah, whatever. He doesn't call it face butt anymore. I didn't want to get on it for fear I'd get addicted. Well, I'm addicted. It is a good tool. It's a good tool of the left's to use against them. But people on the right can't seem to figure that out. All you want to do is talk about all these goddamn conspiracy theories about how Facebook is removing your posts. They're not. If you spent any time in the liberal groups on Facebook, you'd understand that the liberal people are saying the exact same damn things as you. Get the fuck out of your little comfort zones, branch out, make some sort of an impact, and be worth something. Make your time online worth something. As it is, you're staying in your little comfort zones, preaching to the fucking choir. Oh, wow, you're really effective, aren't you? At least on YouTube, I encounter assholes on a daily basis. They're all over the place. Liberals, I'm talking about. Other people can see what I post on YouTube. They can see everything. Yet because Google owns YouTube, you guys don't like YouTube. Well, get over it. It's a tool of the left. Use it against them. What part of that do you not get? Facebook, Twitter, all tools of the left. Use them against them. I don't know why the fuck I've bothered. Jesus Christ, I can explain this shit. I've written this shit out in blog posts. I've posted it and few of you would share it and say, oh, that's a great blog post. And then there it dies. It's over. It's been 8 months in a Palin group. For what? I feel, I'm so goddamn mad at Sarah Palin tonight. I could spit nails at her. I really could. She failed this country. She should have stepped up. She should have ran. I know she has small kids. Everybody makes sacrifices, Sarah. Everybody. Well, maybe not some of you that don't want to offend your little liberal friends who might challenge you on a post you might make on your Facebook wall. Sorry, not all of you. A lot of us make sacrifices. And whether you think people are reading your posts or not, they are. I've made several posts about how, sorry if I'm offending you, I hope I'm not, but I'm not going to stop even if I am. And people will say, no, don't stop. I like reading what you post. Don't stop. I'm glad you're back because I went back to my personal account this year. Or actually, it was a little over a year ago. My other account on Facebook was called Right Wing Kook Tank. And I got tired of people bashing me for having a phony name. So I changed it to my real name. It's Shelley L. Dankert. And then I tried to change it back a few months later, back to Right Wing Kook Tank, because I was sick and tired of having to hide that I was Right Wing Kook Tank. I claim right wing. I am right wing. That's me. Kook. People that know me call me Kook. People that know me from that account call me Kook. And I like it. Evil Conservative Industries, I should be the CEO. But after so many name changes on that original Right Wing Kook Tank Facebook account, my political account, I couldn't you can only make like, it was two or three, I think it was three name changes that you can make on your Facebook account. Word to the wise, if any of you can figure that out, there you go. And when I tried to change it back the last time, to Right Wing Kook Tank, I wasn't allowed to do so by Facebook. So I thought, well, I'm going back to my personal account. And if the people that are there on my friend list don't like it, I really don't give a shit. I've reached a point in my life, I'm 41, and I achieved this about 2 years ago, where I don't give a fuck what you think of me. I really don't care. If you're not in my life on a daily basis, kiss my ass. I don't give a shit what you think of me. And my God, is that a good feeling or what? It really is. And so that's how I live my life. I never seek to offend others. I do seek to defend others. But I never seek to offend. Some may be offended by what I say.
That's not my goal. My goal is to state my opinion. And I understand that not everybody's going to agree with it. And I really don't give a shit. I guess you could put me on that list of conservative women that don't give a fuck what other people think of them. Oh, what a good group I'm in. All good it did us, huh? Because all you pussies that wouldn't bother to offend others. Thank you.
$46,056 for Romney. $45 million. 46,056,000 for Romney. $45,846,000 for Obama.
I don't even know what to do with this. I don't even know if I'll post it. I don't know if I'll ever listen to it again. Feel like I got my rant out, though. This is a bunch of shit. We are so screwed. We can't even impeach Obama now over Benghazi because we didn't get the Senate. Unless Democrats in the Senate can understand that he lied, which I seriously doubt they will. We have to go after the RNC and we have to go after the media. Andrew Breitbart, this is war. A lot of people say that. For example, I made an Andrew Breitbart conservative warrior video. It was an hour and, I think, 37 minutes long. Hour and a half long. Posted it in several Facebook groups on, like, I think it was April 29th when I finally got it finished. When Andrew died, it was a shock to many of us. I never met him. I always wanted to meet him, but I never met him. At the time, he was having I called it a bitch fest with Glenn Beck, where Andrew was attacking Glenn on Twitter. He did it for days. I don't even know. I don't remember anymore how many days it was. It's actually a period I'd like to forget. But I made a video about it called Andrew Breitbart's Bitch Fest at Glenn Beck. The video on YouTube. I think it's still up. I don't think it was on my old channel. Well, let's see. No, I think my old YouTube channel got knocked down in March. And I think my new one went up in, well, it was like the day after. YouTube knocked it down. I created a new one. Shelly Mick AB. AB stands for Breitbart. So it had to be in May because Breitbart had just died. It was in May then that it was knocked down. Anyway, I didn't like it. It was on my old channel. I don't know if I put it on my new one or not. I think I did because I put that up and all you people that wanted to say that Breitbart was murdered, fuck off. Just fuck yourselves. Shut the fuck up with all this conspiracy bullshit. Chemtrails aren't real. Breitbart wasn't murdered. 9/11 was done by Al-Qaeda. And isn't it funny how George Bush and company knew a few hours after 9/11 that it was Al-Qaeda, yet 2 months after Benghazi, Obama can't say who the fuck attacked us in Benghazi. Ah, it's amazing. But you people didn't want to talk about that. No, let's just talk about 9/11 truthers and chemtrails. Shut the fuck up, man. You guys are so stupid. You make all the rest of us look like shit. Oh, and Obama was born in fucking Hawaii. There's two goddamn newspaper reports about it. If you think both of them are faked, you're dumber than shit. So don't ever communicate with me. Don't ever post anything I post. Unfriend me. Block me. Get the fuck rid of me. We can't waste our time on your bullshit anymore. So go the fuck away. Thank you. Just look at all the time you goddamn birthers have spent wasted on that shit that Obama makes a joke out of, and you think it's neat, and oh my God, people don't know. There's nothing to know. We already know it. Nothing happened. He was born here. Every fucking executive order he signed, every goddamn bill he signed, will all remain standing. Doesn't matter how much bitching you do about him being a non-citizen. Doesn't matter. You've wasted all those hours. Fuck you. And thank you so much. You've been so helpful. Now get the fuck out of the way. He's not a Muslim either. If anything, he's Muslim friendly, of course, because he grew up in a Muslim nation. When he was 6, he moved there, I think. I don't even know. He wasn't born there. He lived there. He never went to the 4th of July parades that we did. And by the way, might I add, I was born on the fucking 4th of July. I have a little bit different perspective than some of you do just because of that fact. Obama never even attended a 4th of July parade. He never attended a local town parade in America. He doesn't even know what it's about. He never did the painted turtle races at the local celebration. Romney's up by 220,000 on Drudge now. Popular vote. Obama is not a Muslim. If anything, he's a black liberation theologian. Black liberation theology is based in Marxism. Look it up on the fucking internet. There'll be many sites where you will find the exact same thing, except as opposed to what you'll find about this birtherism bullshit, the stuff about black liberation theology is actually based in the truth, not in bullshit and conspiracy. So stop wasting your time in bullshit and conspiracy. And if you can't figure out how to decipher between the two, get the fuck off the fucking internet. You're in our way and you are of no use to any of us. Go away. Unfriend me, block me, badmouth me all you want. I don't give a shit. Because while you're badmouthing me and defending that bullshit, you'll just draw that line between you and me that I need drawn. Because I don't want anything to do with you. You are a waste of my time. And make it clear to others that I don't want anything to do with people that think like that too. Get the hell away from me. You worthless bastards. Black liberation theology is what Jeremiah Wright preaches. That's the church that Obama attended for 20 years. That's what he is. He's not a fucking Muslim. He's Muslim friendly. And you know what? It wouldn't surprise me one bit if after Obama is finally out of office in another 4 fucking years, it wouldn't surprise me one bit if Obama converts to Islam. Wouldn't surprise me one damn bit. But as of now, he's not a Muslim. So stop saying it. And by the way, those of you who think you're helping out against the Muslim influence in the United States, stop saying Muslim and Muzzy. Stop it. Either act like a goddamn adult and join us in the fight against what is real, a real threat to us, or go the hell away. Go find some little obscure group on Facebook where you can all call everybody in the world names and lump everybody from one group into another group and be done with it.